91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station. We sit and chat about what they're working on in school. I ask them about their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Becca Gardner. Thank you for coming down to KXCI. We're recording from the Congress Street studio today.
Of course.
So you go to the U of A.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like there?
Going to U of A is probably one of the best experiences I've had so far. I'm from Phoenix, so it's not too different weather-wise of what I'm used to, but it's definitely a bigger pool of fish, so I get to meet a bunch of new people. It's been a really good experience so far. I enjoy it.
Are you working in any labs?
Yeah, I work in a research lab under the instruction of Dr. Raymond Runyon. It's actually a heart development research lab, but I'm working on a type of brain cancer in his lab called glioblastoma. That might sound familiar because Senator John McCain was just diagnosed with glioblastoma. And the reason I'm looking at them in a heart development research lab is that they found a protein that's involved in the developmental process of developing hearts. And they realized in the research that this protein was also associated with different types of cancer. And so they brought multiple different cancer cell lines into the lab to test this protein and see the effects of it. And one of the type of cell lines was glioblastoma. I'm a neuroscience major, so naturally I was very happy to be able to be studying something in the field of study that I chose. And basically the overall picture of what we're trying to understand is why glioblastoma is so aggressive. So you find with some people, they'll have a brain tumor, and then a couple of months later, they'll have multiple brain tumors. That's due to a thing called metastasis. And basically, it's the ability for the cancer cells to be able to move from one place and set up shop in another place.
Right.
And they're not sure why that is. So we're studying that process and trying to figure out the mechanism behind it. And this protein that they found in heart development is being altered by cancer and giving it a better ability to metastasize or to be able to spread throughout the brain. So
wow.
We're looking
at... So the protein is making it more powerful.
Yeah. So we're looking at this. Yeah, there's two different types of the protein, and one is supposed to decrease its ability to be able to metastasize, and the other one is supposed to increase it. And so we're trying to figure out how we can target this protein in order to decrease its ability to metastasize and therefore make it less aggressive of a cancer.
Right. Take away one of its weapons there.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
How long have you been working in this lab?
I've been working in this lab for almost a year now. Glioblastomas aren't too new for me. I've been working with them in high school also, but in a different lab in Phoenix.
That's really amazing.
It's been a really big learning curve, but I really enjoyed it, and it definitely set me up to be able to utilize all these different research abilities at the U of A.
Do you ever get the feeling you were just in the right place at the right time for what you're supposed to do?
That's exactly the feeling I got. It all just kind of like fell together.
Yeah.
And I'm very grateful for all of it. I'm learning an incredible amount.
Yeah, so you must have made a really good impression then.
In research, they always just want to know that you're curious. And so that's my biggest piece of advice for anyone who's trying to get involved in research is you just have to want to ask questions.
Well, I'm curious. What are you going to do after school?
After I graduate from the U of A, I want to go to med school. And then I want to be a neurologist for NASA one day. That would be my dream job. I think space is really cool. I'm an astronomy minor as well. I would love to be a doctor on a space mission or be a neurologist for NASA because the astronomers come back from space and they have a bunch of different things that are wrong with their neurology and with their spines also. I don't know if you've heard, but they like grow a couple inches because they don't have gravity. So
the astronauts?
Mm-hmm. The astronauts, yeah, their spines expand because they're not exposed to gravity while they're in space. Depends on how long they're in space. But yeah, they have different neurological and like physiological effects from being in space. So
yeah, absolutely, because we're so used to gravity bringing us down.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Do you ever listen to music?
Yeah, I love music, all sorts of different genres. I really like Bruno Mars and that kind of stuff, but then college has kind of introduced the realm of electronic music, and so that's been pretty interesting. I'm going to see Odessa and Phoenix in a couple weeks.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very excited.
Thank you so much for coming down to the Congress Street studio today.
Of course.
What an adventure, huh?
It's been fun.